This is Manage Your Money God's Way. We are from Compass Catholic Ministry. Now, our ministry teaches what the Bible tells us are the best ways to handle money and possessions. We use biblical principles that will guide you on your journey to becoming rid of all that debt. Now, it's going to take a little work on your part, but I can tell you in the end, the results are fantastic. Think about it. Living with less stress in your life because you're able to dump all that debt. You can read about the Bible study called Navigating Your Finances God's Way. It's going to guide you to this fantastic journey. Go to compasscatholic.org, click on Bible studies, and there it is, Navigating Your Finances God's Way. This also segues nicely into today's discussion. Evelyn and John Bean, who are the co-founders of Compass Catholic Ministry, join me today. And Evelyn, you were telling me about this fantastic email that you received and the extra steps taken to start that journey to becoming debt-free. Would you share that with us?
My husband and I are buying our home of 21 years, but we have a great deal of credit card debt. We are considering a consolidation loan to pay off debt, not including our mortgage, within 3 years. We were told that we would have an 8% annual percentage rate on the loan. Also, that our credit rating would drop for about 8 months, but would go back up. Does this sound too risky? Is there a better way to lower our monthly bills? We were also told to take out a new credit card for emergencies only. Please advise as soon as possible. Thank you. So what do you think of that question, John?
Well, there's a lot of data there. Unfortunately, there isn't enough data to really give precise answers. So we're going to have to talk kind of around the question and in generalities in order to fully explore what the question, there's multiple questions in there actually, and the multiple answers. We have to make some assumptions here. Number one, you're in the process of buying your home. And number two, you've lived in that home for 21 years and hopefully only have a maximum of 9 years left on your mortgage. That assumes that you haven't refinanced previously. We assume that you have a significant amount of credit card debt because you're wanting to consolidate it.
Yeah, and that's not listed anywhere in here, is it?
Not the amount. Number. Yeah. The total debt payments that you are paying currently are making it difficult to meet your living expenses. That's kind of an assumption based on what you've said because you're trying to lower your monthly payments. And the HELOC, or the home equity loan rate that was quoted to you, is 8%. So these are all assumptions, or you actually mentioned 8% in your question. You know, the things that you didn't provide that are important and would really be helpful in answering the question is, well, what is the current interest rate on your house, on your mortgage? If you've had the loan for 21 years and haven't refinanced, maybe you're paying 9% interest rate. So it could be really high, and that's a way to lower just without taking out equity. Do you really only have 9 years left, or have you refinanced two or three times and you still got 25 years left on your mortgage? And what's the value of your home? And if you take money out of the mortgage, are you going to be in an upside down position or really close to being fully
in trouble?
In trouble, yeah.
Was that a good enough
unfunded
word? Unfunded.
And the most important thing, I think, that you didn't tell us is if you've stopped using your credit cards, that's a really, really key issue when you start talking about debt consolidation. And, you know, you want to lower your monthly payments. Are you currently able to meet the minimum payments on your existing debt? So, you know, there was a lot of data that you gave us in the question, but there was a lot more things that really are necessary to provide a full and complete answer.
So even though you don't have all of the details you'd like to have, there's still some general principles we can talk about, and that might help the person come up with a solution, right?
Evelyn, you're absolutely right.
Oh, I love it when you talk like that.
We're going to try and see what we can at least shed some light and maybe provide some answers for anybody who might be thinking about this in their own personal financial situation. So in order to use your home to pay off your credit card, you have to take money out of the equity on your house.
So if your house is worth $100,000 and you have a $20,000 mortgage, then theoretically you could get an $80,000 loan on your home to help pay off everything.
That's true.
Theoretically is the important word.
Theoretically is important. The key thing is, though, that if you don't pay your credit cards in a timely manner, you get way behind and then you just stop paying because you just throw your hands up in the air. The credit card companies could force you into bankruptcy, but they can't touch your house in the bankruptcy. However, if you take money against your home mortgage, against your home, basically, then your house comes into play in a bankruptcy type of situation, and you could lose your home.
So in other words, if these people get a HELOC loan, a home equity line of credit, and a year, 6 months, 2 years, whatever down the road, they can't make the payments on that plus all their other debt, then they'll be forced into bankruptcy. And one of the things that's at risk is the ownership of their house. The bank could repossess their house.
Boy, you are right on today.
You've been teaching me well.
What we're saying here is that using the equity in your home to pay your credit card debt is a really serious issue and is really not a great idea.
But why do so many people fall into that trap, John? Why do you think people do that?
Because the interest rate typically is fairly low on a home equity line of credit, and the money is there.
Because the banks are
more than willing to give you money off of something that they know has value. It's an easy thing.
That's, I think, what strikes my mind is it's an easy fix. I've gotten into this problem over many years by buying lots of stuff I really didn't need and charging it, and I just want a quick fix. I don't want to go through the trouble of the painful payoff of credit cards and denying myself anything or cutting back on my spending. I just want a quick fix so I can keep spending the way I want.
It's like that guy on the TV show that takes that little tiny pill and is instantly a mega brain, he knows everything. Well, that little tiny pill isn't going to happen to pay off your credit cards. And the biggest issue about doing a debt consolidation loan, whether you're doing it and taking money from your house or you're working with somebody and they're not taking anything that's secured, but they're just working with the credit card companies and reducing the interest rates and consolidation can be a reasonable thing. The biggest thing you got to worry about, have you stopped using your credit cards? Or at worst, are you still using them, but you're able to pay off the new purchases at the end of every month?
But if you're paying off the new purchases, are you also making a dent in the old debt?
And that depends on the person. But the problem is, in most cases, like you said earlier, you want a quick fix, you want to wipe out that debt, but you haven't changed your habits. What typically happens is you get the quick fix, you've got this debt consolidation loan, and so all that stuff is kind of over to the side now, and you're paying it with your mortgage and the home equity loan, but you're still over here charging like crazy and racking up more debt, which is new debt, and you're just making the hole deeper and deeper and deeper.
So it's kind of like somebody that goes on a diet and uses one of those extreme diets where they just drink shakes or something and they're not really changing their lifestyle of how they're eating, but they lose a whole bunch of weight.
Sure.
But then as soon as they're finished with the diet and they get to their goal weight, then they're back eating all the McDonald's and fries and diet sodas and all the bad things for them.
Once again, Evelyn, you are hitting the nail on the head.
Steve, write this day and time down, please.
Making a note of it all. You're 4 for 4.
You know, the other thing, Evelyn, is these people didn't mention was where they lived. And I went online to kind of check out to see what home equity lines of credit interest rates are. And the average seems to be, without a specific location in mind, kind of a national average, I guess, is between 4 and 5%.
Ooh, and they were quoted a rate of 8%?
They were quoted 8%.
Now, what impact their credit score may have on that percentage? I mean, it does seem really out of whack when you're talking 4 to 5 and they're paying 8, no matter what their score is.
That's pretty much it. You know, if they got 8% and the average is 4 to 5, then their credit score is probably way low.
And their credit history is not good.
Which would lead me to believe that maybe they're still charging, in all probability, because they got this history that would say that that's what they tend to do. So it's not the best of situation. So I think there are a few things that we could encourage you to do. And the first one is stop.
Stop what?
Stop using your credit cards for any reason. Just pay cash. Begin tracking every single penny, even if it's just a penny for a piece of gum. Or I don't know if you can get penny gum.
You can't buy
gum
for pennies.
So 10 cents. 10 cents, okay?
I think it's more like a quarter. It shows how long he's been. He visited a gumball machine.
And then seriously look at the things that you're spending money on and figure out what is absolutely necessary and what is not.
And I think that's where a lot of people fall into a black hole, because everything they see around them, everything their friends have, everything they see on TV and magazines, they think they need, when in reality a lot of those things are wants,
absolutely,
not needs.
Absolutely.
Needs are food, clothing, and shelter.
Yes, yes. You know, I would suggest that they go onto our website, compasscatholic.org, and download the book, Your Money Counts, because you can do it for free. There's other things, though, that you could be looking at, like getting rid of cable TV, getting rid of newspaper and magazine subscriptions, eating out for any reason, getting rid of your cell phone, or at least downsizing the plan that you have, no more new clothes. Those kinds of things are what you need to do.
Now, some may think that these kinds of recommendations are harsh, and we've been told that by many people that we've worked with. And yes, it can be hard to do without cable TV or paying for memberships at clubs. But if you are serious about getting yourselves out of debt, those are the items that can kickstart you. Think about that cable bill. We work with individuals who currently are paying between $2 and $2.50 a month. They had all the premium channels, the DVRs in multiple rooms, and a number of them eliminated the cable. It gave them anywhere from $24,000 to $3,000 over the course of a year to help pay down the debt. And the interesting thing that we got feedback from a number of these families, that after a few months, they found other items to keep them occupied, to keep them entertained. They found free things on the internet, reading books. They found they were playing games as a family. And after a couple of months, they really did not miss the cable television. This is Manage Your Money God's Way. We are from Compass Catholic Ministries. We help you eliminate your debt, and you can live a debt-free life. You can learn how we can get involved simply by going to compasscatholic.org. That's our website, compasscatholic.org. John and Evelyn Bean, the co-founders of Compass Catholic Ministries, join me today. And Evelyn, you recently received an email from a couple that would love to purchase the home they are currently renting, but they do have debt. And they shared with you in the email advice that they had been given. I would love for you and John to take us through that email and explain the advice they were given and what your thoughts are.
So, John, this couple that wrote into us to ask for some financial advice, one of the things they were told, and here again, we're not sure who's telling them this, so we're not sure if it's coming from a Catholic biblical perspective, but they were told they should get a special credit card for emergencies. And what's your take on that? So that would be a no.
Okay, let me throw this out. What if they don't have the cash to pay for an emergency, like Johnny broke his arm?
Well, I think that one of the things that they've got to do is they got to start saving right now, yesterday. And I know this kind of sounds crazy if they're already having troubles. If they would only pay, hopefully that the minimums aren't so much, that that's all they can afford to pay is the minimums. But if they would only pay the minimum payment on all of their credit cards until they save $1,000, then they don't need to get that extra credit card, because that's just going to add to debt.
It's more digging the hole deeper.
It is. It really is. And, you know, you got to remember what the definition of emergency is, because in today's world, I ran out of bottled water. It's an emergency. We got to go buy something. An emergency is a serious, unexpected, and often dangerous situation requiring immediate action. And the next thing they should start doing is living on a spending plan. You already know how much money you got coming in and how much you're spending.
because they've been tracking their spending. And that's important to do before you do the spending plan, right?
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
If you don't,
have to know.
It's a best guess.
Exactly.
And that's frustrating.
It is more than frustrating. So you design your spending plan about around that amount of money that you've got coming in, that the net pay that you get in your paychecks. You know, this kind of sounds like gloom and doom, Evelyn, but really it's not. You know, the people have to remember that they didn't just wake up one morning and all of a sudden have all this huge, massive credit card debt. And you can't take a pill and make it go away. It's going to take probably a lot of time and a lot of hard work, but it can be accomplished with effort and dedication. And I know, because we were there and we did it. We considered doing exactly what these people talked about.
Well, I think the blessing for us was that it took something that we weren't talking about and gave us a way, wrapped in God's word, to talk about finances, because we were never on the same page about money when we got married.
Exactly.
We had two very different outlooks on how things should be done. And I think that the people that take our Navigating Your Finances God's Way study always find that it gives them a way to talk about money in a non-confrontational venue.
Yeah. So one of the things I wanted to mention here is that if you would like to work with one of our trained money coaches, just let us know by going to the website and sending us a message via the I've Got a Question link at compasscatholic.org. compasscatholic.org. It's a free service. You don't get charged. You're going to get some godly advice and some direction on how to handle your money issues. So I hope this question and kind of going through it has been helpful. These people are in a tough situation and it requires tough solutions, but they can make it work.
Yeah, one of the pieces of advice that you offered at the beginning of the show about tracking their spending.
Yes.
You know, at compasscatholic.org, we have a spreadsheet that will help you in case you forget some category as you track the spending. And it's on the homepage. Just scroll down and it's labeled the spreadsheet to customize your budget.
Make sure you save it to your computer before you start filling it out.
Right, yeah.
You have to download and save
it.
A
reminder will tell you that as you click on it. But it's a great, great, great tool that you get in the habit of tracking that 1 cent piece of gum that John talked about. And where can you buy that 1 cent of gum, John?
I don't even know where you can get gum anymore.
He gets it from the underside of the table so he doesn't go out to eat.
I was thinking the same thing. Here, you want to share mine? Oh, Dentine.
So I ran across an article a couple of weeks ago by Peter Dunn, who he writes for the Indianapolis Star as a financial writer. And the basis for the article was that you can accomplish almost anything if you're willing to sacrifice.
Ooh, sacrifice. That's a good Catholic word, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. So what Peter was saying is that if you want something bad enough, you should be willing to sacrifice for it. But therein lies the problem. Because some people don't try, and some people do try, and some people want to alter the definition of try.
And, like I put numbers down on a paper and slept on them, and now my budget's not working.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so based on their extraordinary effort, but there's ordinary effort, and then there's extraordinary effort. He talked about in the article stories of extraordinary effort that he ran across people who were able to do that bridged the gap. And, you know, they were doing things that just crossing your fingers, that didn't work. So you don't want to be a finger crosser.
And you don't want to be a finger pointer.
Exactly, exactly. Unless it's pointing right back at you. So Evelyn and I worked with a couple for a couple of years. And when they came to us, they had over $120,000 of credit card debt.
Credit cards, not the mortgage,
not
the house.
Cars, yeah, just the credit cards.
Yep.
And they got into debt the way a lot of us happen to get into debt. One of them lost their job because of health issues. It wasn't that it was laid off. The person, one of the spouses, got very sick, couldn't go back to work. In fact, she will probably never be able to go back to work. And they didn't change their standard of living. Kind of like what we did 30 years ago. We didn't have any money coming in, but boy, we sure deserved to have everything that we wanted.
It was going up pretty fast, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is that called an ebb tide?
So they really were at a point where they wanted to get out of debt, and they applied extraordinary effort for about 4 years. The first thing was that they applied the story of the widow and oil to their personal circumstances. That's the story in 2 Kings. And, you know, the widow, her husband had just died, and he left this debt, and the debt collectors were coming. They were going to take her two boys if she didn't pay up. And she went to Elisha and says, "What can I do?" And Elisha says, "What do you have?"
And Elisha was a godly man who gave her godly counsel.
And he was a prophet. Yeah. He gave her very good counsel. He says, "What do you have? What do you have?" And it took him a long time to get her to the point where she says, "Well, I do have a little bit of oil." You know, the same thing happened with the Talmadges. We found that they had some cash value in a life insurance policy. Yes, they still needed life insurance, but the cost of the cash value was so high, and they were really underinsured. So they took the cash value of the insurance and applied it to the debt, and then they bought term insurance and were able to get way more coverage at a lower cost, and they paid off $15,000 to $20,000 of that $120,000 really fast, almost instantly. Next, they started tracking every penny that they were spending, and they found that they were spending money on things that didn't make a difference. We all do that, don't we? So they stopped that spending, and they created a spending plan and stuck to it. And then they created a debt snowball, and we go through all that process in the Compass Bible studies. The end of that story was that in 4 years, they'd paid off over $70,000 of the $122,000. They didn't just cross their fingers. They just didn't sit there and hope that the debt was going to go away. They applied extraordinary effort.
And, you know, that their story reminds me so much of our story, because we were kind of in the same position. We didn't have quite as much debt as this couple did, but we went through a long period of finger pointing and crossing our fingers and not addressing what the issues were. John, you tried to start a business, and that didn't work.
No, we lost about $250,000. So, you know, there's a little bit of debt right there. And, you know, when the money ran out, we still had credit cards. So, and we weren't about to change our standard of living. Oh, no, not us. We worked hard, or we had worked hard. We deserved that money. We deserved everything that we had. Finally, you know, I admitted to myself that the way I was going about this was really a bad idea, and I kind of tucked my tail between my legs and was able to go back to the company that I'd left 5 years earlier, and I did an interview, and they hired me. And in the meantime, I was able to get a job delivering newspapers for a major financial newspaper company. And I kept that job for almost 6 months after I went back to work full time. So I delivered papers from 11 at night. That's when I picked them up at 11 o'clock. And usually I was home again by about 5 o'clock in the morning. It wasn't fun, but it was extraordinary. And I prayed an awful lot. I prayed that I wouldn't have to go into a conference room where they turned out the lights and showed PowerPoints.
Death by PowerPoint.
But we did all the things that we've just told this couple who asked the question this morning. We began tracking every penny that we spent. We cut out all unnecessary things. And, you know, by 20 years later, we'd not only wiped out all the debt almost completely, except for the mortgage, and we moved 3 times during that period of time, but I was able to retire and become a full-time volunteer. What we're saying here to you is, this is stuff that you can do. Just sit down and do it.
You know, the big takeaway for me over the past 25 minutes is the habit that you need to get into, and that's tracking your spending. I mean, you write down every nickel, dime, quarter, dollar that you spend. At the end of each month, not 1 month, but you do this month after month, year after year, you take a look at where your money's going. then you step back and you say, okay, what could we or what could I have done without? You look for those areas that you can either eliminate or drastically cut back. Working with couples, when we first begin with them, we start looking at those things like the coffee stop in the morning. You know, to them, it's $4 or $5. But then when you see it on paper, that $4 or $5 every day, 5 days a week, that's $25 a week. Think about a month, think about a year. So look for those areas. Believe me, when you start writing it down, they're going to jump off the paper and you're going to be smacked right in the face with a lot of those senseless expenses. So no matter if your debt is small or large, you got to start tracking your spending. Now, before we let you go, we do want to answer a question from one of our listeners. And this one, that's a pretty good one. The question is, should we share our finances with our teenage sons, or is it best to keep them private? We do have some challenges right now, and I don't want to worry them or place stress on them. So, John and Evelyn, what say you?
You know, I think anytime you can share whatever is appropriate with teenagers and even younger children as far as household finances, it's a good learning tool for them. I wouldn't give them all the ugly details if you're in a lot of financial trouble, but I would tell them that you've got debt you need to pay off, or you're trying to save for a certain thing, and just give them the high level view of what you're trying to do. And I think you'll be surprised how much they'll buckle down and help.
I would also, you know, how much you tell them depends on how old they are and how mature they are, and their ability to maintain confidentiality. Steve Harvey is making a career out of kids saying the craziest things on the TV. Well, they're only repeating what they hear from home. As long as your children are mature and can handle the information you're going to give them, then I think it's a good idea.
We want to thank you so much for spending your time with us and hope you will begin tracking that spending today. Don't wait for tomorrow. Start it today. Please join us again for Manage Your Money God's Way. We're from Compass Catholic Ministries, and this is Redbox Media.